The State Fair tradition lives on. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
Oh, we're very excited, and I know our slogan for this year is Tradition Lives On, and we're just excited that the Tennessee State Fair Association was able to take over the fair and make sure that the tradition does move forward.
And the gates do open today on the 105th Tennessee State Fair. Livestock Superintendent Vanessa Worf says everything is all set, and while the fair encompasses many things these days, the traditional livestock shows are still at the centerpiece for a lot of folks.
In the beef, there is actually 9 breeds that will be showing, and they'll be showing open and junior shows. In the swine department, there is going to be Actually, 6 breeds. There'll be a crossbreds class, and also there will be a barra show. Now, this is the second year for our barra show. In the dairy, there are 5 breeds that will be shown.
And again, this year, fairgoers can see the milking parlor in action every day, and of course, 9 breeds of sheep, market lambs, and commercial ewe shows. Lots of livestock on display, and there will be a special Tennessee walking horse exhibit this year. And the lightweight and heavyweight mule pulling events always draw a crowd. And Vanessa Worf says, while the fair is always lots of fun, there's lots of education to share.
A lot of people think of, when they think of a fair, they think of the Midway. But yet, in turn, livestock people think of shows and getting that blue ribbon and promoting their industry. Also, there's the educational side that, in turn, the livestock exhibitors are able to help promote.
And again, the gates are open for the 105th edition of the Tennessee State Fair, where tradition lives on. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.